SMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm welcoming Chef Dale Stevens of Faber to the show. Welcome, Dale.
Thanks for having me, Jenny. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
You're an artisan and a chef. And on the Avondale Estate in Paarl, the produce is growing there right before your eyes. So tell me, what is popping up and what are you planning to do for spring?
You know, this is like my favorite time of the year. It's also with season being a bit delayed. So all of the things are a bit late. So going into spring will be perfect. Lots of legumes, asparagus are coming through now. So broad beans, peas, sugar snap peas, everything green. Last bit of citrus, we got a nice lemon orchard, so lots of fresh lemonade and lemon tart. So it's a nice time now on the farm.
You've got It will be chilly for a while. But you've got an amazing way of looking at what's growing and then pulling it together in a dish. And I remember once having one of your starters, it was a salad, and I think about 16 ingredients were all produced on Avondale Estate.
Yeah, you can get a bit carried away with these the salads because this is so much that you can use, you know, when you look at, which is like with the broad beans, the flowers, the leaves, the not just the actual bean itself, but there's just a lot that you can use. I mean, the tips are so soft and juicy and it's got a lot of flavor, but I mean, when you're ordering it in, you can't get the leaves, you know? And so you the beauty of being on the farm.
Yes.
It's just, yeah, abundance.
Yes, and the quality. So tell me, you are very seasonally led, but when you are putting a menu together, are you led by the season or by the biodynamic wines that Avondale produce? What takes preference?
I think the season, we're very lucky that our wine is such good food wine. It almost just slots in every time with my food. I would say it's definitely seasonal, but again, you know, the wine stays also different according to the season and the moon phases. So it's quite easy to gear up the wine to match the food.
Mm.
But I mean, obviously, if you're doing a wine dinner, for instance, Jonathan will open up different vintages and then, you know, then it's a different story. Then
yes.
I'm pairing up. Then the wine is the inspiration.
No
And showcasing
doubt.
The wine.
No yeah. doubt. Yes. Dale, when we started chatting this morning before going on air, you were busy making or crafting tortellini. Tell me what's going into your filling. It sounded so delicious.
Yeah, so I love making pasta and you'll probably find some sort of little, it's a ravioli, a tortellini or some sort of pasta dish or gnocchi on the menu throughout the year. It's just so versatile and you can showcase, I'll do venison sometimes. Now the one I've got now is oxtail, obviously with it being cold and it's such a hearty little pocket of love. I'm serving it with textures of cauliflower, so raw cauliflower, it's like a little truffle salad. We've got fermented cauliflower, we got cauliflower and parmesan spoon, add cauliflower, so different textures of cauliflower, and then like with a crema lata, it's got a little hint of mustard in it, and then also lots of fresh mustard flowers, and then got a little spicy fermented habanero dressing with it, and then veal tongue, pressed veal tongue that I've also brined for 7 days, braised it, press it, so it's a little beef. I mean, it's literally from the tongue to the tail.
Wow.
And then, yeah, that's delicious.
Well, that dish sounds like a perfect representation of your ethos to cooking. So there's seasonal, it's nose to tail, it's everything that you do well. So thank you for sharing all that inspiration with us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
That was Chef Dale Stevens of Faber. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.